Hi, this is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live, giving you an update commentary on the R. Kelly conviction on sex abuse in Brooklyn, New York. I strongly feel that R. Kelly needs to be deported back to his homeland, his ancestry land, Nigeria or Ghana. But I would just say Nigeria. I've known R. Kelly since childhood. Our grandparents migrated to the street in Detroit, Michigan, Pinehurst. And I know that R. Kelly is an Igbo Nigerian. He comes from the Igbo Nigerian tribe. I am a tribal member myself and an ancestry of Nigeria. And I can also identify him of his ancestry. The Mann Act is supposed to protect white women and children who were put into prostitution and trafficking. R. Kelly is from the Igbo tribe of Nigeria and of the Oyibo family in Nigeria. Oyibo means white African, light brown, light complected African, Nigerian. And he is that. So, if you want to use the Mann Act to protect the white, then he is white. He's African white. Now, the reason why I feel that R. Kelly needs to be deported lawfully is because his family, his ancestors of Nigeria and African continents were kidnapped from their land and human trafficked on ships from Africa by force, by white people in the 1800s, possibly 1700s. They were brought by force and kidnapping on ships on the ocean. You're holding a man, ancestry of Nigerian, that white people went back and forth to get illegally African ancestors on ships, kidnapped them, raped them, abused them, sexually assaulted them as well. Mothers, daughters, fathers, children, you name it. The same way they're accusing him and how they're trying to protect themselves with a law that they formed to protect themselves with in America. And basically, the mentality of this is, basically, it's a karma consciousness of the subconscious where he's reacting to something that took place of his own ancestry that was passed down to him in a spiritual way. He's like an animal who belongs back in his natural habitat, which is Nigeria. He belongs back in his original land, of where his ancestors came from. Now, the deportation of the United States is and says the United States may deport foreign nationals who participate in criminal acts, are a threat to public safety, or violate their visa. Those who come to the U.S. without travel documents or with forged documents may be deported quickly without an immigration court hearing under an order of expedited removal. And that fits this case with Robert Kelly, because he is a foreign national ancestry of Nigeria. And his ancestors were brought here by force and no documents or forged documents of slavery, which is what you all established in 1910, which is way after the fact of slavery of the 1700s and the 1800s, of the human trafficking on the ocean from Nigeria to America by force and kidnapping. You all formed the Mann Act to protect the white slave. Well, he's a white slave by the name of Oyibo. And Oyibo means white in Nigeria. My name is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live, and I truly feel that you need to immediately deport R. Kelly. And these deportation documents should start getting filed expeditedly because of the criminal acts that were created in America, whether they were him or the white man's side, because they took his family ancestors illegally and brought them here. And no one has ever paid for that criminal charge. So, it looks like we'll be sending deportations to Mr. Kelly. This is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live. Thank you for listening. Hi, this is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live, giving you an update commentary on the R. Kelly conviction of sex abuse in Brooklyn, New York. This commentary is based on the fact that I feel that R. Kelly should be deported to his homeland of his ancestors of Nigeria. Or Ghana, but I would just say Nigeria. I would say Nigeria because I grew up with R. Kelly, and I know his family, and I know that his family was migrated on the street in Detroit, on Pinehurst, because of where they came from. He is of the Igbo tribe, just like my relatives and ancestors. And he is an Oyibo. And Oyibo is a light brown or light complected Nigerian and African or South African. And he belongs to his tribe, Igbo. R. Kelly is from an ancestry of Nigerian ancestors whose ancestors were kidnapped from their homeland, Africa, Nigeria. Human traffic on ships across the ocean to America. Back and forth, back and forth. Against their will. Sexually abused, mutilated, raped, you name it. Mothers and children. The white act or the man's act was to be put in place to protect white slaves. Well, technically he is a white African because he's an Oyibo. Igbo ancestry that's considered white in their land. So if you're out to protect the white slave, then you must protect him. Because he is white. Oyibo. He's an Igbo. Now, what they're saying was, in this case, of what he supposedly has done, was done to him and his ancestors of his nation, of his origin of Nigeria. And no one paid for those crimes that was done to his ancestors. Now, for deportation status of Robert Kelly, of what I feel he should be deported. It says that the United States may deport foreign nationals who participate in criminal acts. Robert Kelly, R. Kelly, is a foreign national of Nigeria. He's a foreign national of Nigeria ancestry. I myself can identify him as an Igbo tribal member ancestry. And I'm sure his family can as well. And it says, because his ancestry was forced and kidnapped from their land of Nigeria to America. So, again, the United States may deport foreign nationals who participate in criminal acts, are a threat to public safety, or violate their visa. Those who come to the U.S. without travel documents or with forged documents may be deported quickly without an immigration court hearing under an order of expedited removal. And I feel that R. Kelly should be deported quickly without an immigration court, expeditedly removed from the United States and back to his original homeland origin of Nigeria and return back to his tribe, Igbo, or Yoruba. Because his ancestors came to America without travel documents. Through kidnapping and human trafficking of white criminals of their land of Nigeria, who invaded their villages, land, and took their ancestors and brought them to America by force, as they are contrary to saying what he has done, the same criminal acts in America. And he's a man who stood up and said, I'm fighting for my life, which he is, and which they were when they stole them and kidnapped them from Nigeria. Also, the foreign national may be held in a detention center prior to trial or deportation. He's currently being held in a detention center in Brooklyn, New York. An immigration court may hear the case, but they don't have to in this case, because his ancestors were kidnapped from his homeland in Nigeria, from the Igbo tribe, and brought here. If a judge rules that the deportation proceeds, the receiving country of the person being deported must agree to accept them and issue travel documents before the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement carries out a removal, which is ICE. The majority of removals are carried out by air at U.S. government expense, although some removals may be used a combination of air and ground transportation. Removal of deported foreign nationals by air. That means that the United States government need to pay for his deportation and his return trip to his national land of Nigeria and return him to his receiving country of Nigeria of his ancestry, where his ancestors were kidnapped, human trafficking from, on a ship to America by force. And they did not have any documents when they came here. And if they did, they were forced because they sold them as a white slave, which is Oyibo, which is the name Igbo. That's my commentary for R. Kelly, of what his status shall be when he is judged in May. And now, between now and May, that deportation process needs to begin now. And the judge and R. Kelly, as a defendant, should agree to it. And I'm sure he will. Thank you for listening. This is Akashi Media Podcast Live with Variety Shunavere, giving you an update commentary on the conviction of Robert Kelly, the genius, producer, artist, king of R&B, sex trial held in Brooklyn, New York. The outcome of his fate, I feel, someone who knows R. Kelly since childhood, who knows and who can identify that he is a Nigerian ancestry. He's from the Igbo tribe of Nigeria, and he is of Oyibo family of white slavery ancestry, whose family ancestry were taken by kidnapping from Nigeria, human trafficking on a ship to America. And now they're trying to use the crime that they did to his family, ancestors, on him in the United States of America. And he is a national who was born from Nigeria, whose ancestors were forced and kidnapped from Nigeria by white folks. Prior to the Mann Act that was in place 1910, in the 1700s and 1800s. Thank you for listening.